Today we're going to start by just closing your eyes and getting comfortable and relax and find peace in your brain. Let's begin. Just imagine darkness. Throw in some stars. And throw in the planet Earth below you. You are sitting in a bubble. A clear spaceship that is spherical, with you in the middle floating around, enjoying every view you can take in because you were just launched into space on your way to the International Space Station. The reason why is because Earth is running out of resources and you are one of the selected people to leave the planet and look for a new Earth. Thankfully, your boyfriend was selected too, and he's waiting there for you. But you have to wait to get there. About 8 hours in space, floating, before you dock on the spaceship. Just you and about 1,200 other people. Around 700 female and 500 males. Luckily for you, you became a biomedical engineer, and that was one of the positions they needed. Turn on some music. The bubble is pretty homey and has a lot of space. Has some food, little chip bags and bottles of water. No bathroom though. You're in your space suit and you open up the front so you can eat some chips. And it's safe to do this because it's self-ventilating. The ball is pretty high tech. You're not the first one to get on the ship, and you're not the last. On the front of the ship, there's a little map that shows you where you are in relation to Earth and the spaceship. And it says you have about 6 hours left, when all of a sudden another dot appears on the dotted line leading from Earth to the spaceship. Turns out they just launched another one. They're doing it about every hour, quickly trying to evacuate everybody from our dying planet. You can't wait to start a new adventure in a different life, different world, new page, new people from all around the world you've never seen before. You've learned different languages. German, Italian, and French. English, of course, your native language. But everything is different now. Nobody knows what to expect. Nobody knows what's going to happen. But these are all thoughts that you will think later. Because right now, you just want to float around in your bubble. So let go of everything. You rise up, using the air from your suit to guide you around, jumping off the walls. The Plastic is very hard to puncture, so you're safe jumping from wall to wall. Thankfully, there are no sharp objects in the sphere, so you have zero chances of getting sucked out in the black oblivion vacuum of space. You float around for a couple hours before you get very tired and hit the sleep button on the pod. Air shoots out from all four directions, keeping you still in one position. Keep your legs out. Set an alarm for 4 hours. By that time, you should have an hour left on your trip. And you fall asleep and dream of distant planets. No wars. Some warm pasta. Television. All these memories that you had at planet Earth, thankfully, are being brought with you because you had a pretty decent life. Education went easy for you, and you just don't know what is going to be next, your next chapter in your life. Luckily, you're only 34. They didn't bring anybody under the age of 28 and over the age of 45. You now think that you're gonna have to have a child to keep the world and human population going, but you've always wanted a kid. Four hours fly by quickly and you wake up suddenly from your beeping alarm. And you look around and Earth looks a lot smaller than you thought. The sun, a little bit off center and to the left of Earth. The moon, not visible right now, but you can just imagine what it looks like. Gigantic gray ball of mystery. No other planets are visible. Mars and Jupiter, can't really see, but you see the rings on Saturn, and you can't wait to fly by it in the gigantic spaceship because the rings have always fascinated you. And minutes go by quicker than usual when all of a sudden you hear a voice coming through your speakers that say, "Follow these instructions precisely. Press the green button." All of a sudden, the green button shows up, so you do as you're told and you hit it, and the plastic door becomes unlocked. But it doesn't open because nothing touched it, nothing pushed on it. All of a sudden, you hear some clanking, and you dock on the International Space Station. You cannot wait to hug your boyfriend. And there he is. You open the door, and you see him kneeling down at the ring, and he asks, "Will you marry me so we can start this new chapter together?" And you say, "Yes," and you jump on him and you tackle him in the zero G and you go flying, tumbling around the room. Obviously, you did this after the door was closed, so you have no risk of flying out into space. You've never been happier. Hopefully, the story was good, and I'm hoping you're sleeping now. Can't wait to start new chapters with you. Love you. Have a good night.